Vayter in Oraisa, we are in Chagigat Tes Amud Beis. 13 lines down, we are the next part of the Mishnah. Aver Egev Lochag. Once you've already passed there, then it's done. Eino Chayev Echuyuso, you're not Chayev in its Acharias, in fixing it up. Alzeh Nemar, Me'uvas Lo Yuchal Litkon Chesern. This is something which is crooked and you're able to fix, and it's a lack that can't be counted. Amarle bar hey lehilel hi lehimanos lehimolos mibayle. Why does it say that it's a chesun lo yuchol lehimanos, a lack is able to be counted? You see, a lack is not able to be filled. Rashi says eitzel chesun nofel loshen miloy shechaser mitzvah achas v'lo yismale od chesun. And you can't, fix it up. Rashi says, we're talking about a case over here that Shemineu Chaveru L'Dvar Mitzvah, they counted him to do a mitzvah. Sha'amru lo ba'imanu kamatatz v'lo halachim, he doesn't go with them. Nimsa shechasri yatzmo, they also minyan, he's removed from that, lacking from that. L'ichli imanus, oh, the ba'oso minyan, shekfar osu as a mitzvah, they're able to go and be part of that to do the mitzvah already. Ta'ni na'miyach, he says, Me'uvas l'yitzchol yul l'iskon, she'ze shebita kriyashma shoshachas, this is someone who's mevatel, saying Shema in the morning. Oh, kriyashma shoshachas. We're not saying Shema in the evening time. Oh, she bital tefillah shel shachris, tefillah shel arvis. The chesam liyichol limanos zeshe nimda mechaver v'levar mitzvah. Someone is doing a mitzvah who lo nimda yimayin. He's not counted amongst them. Amar lebar hey lehilel. My dechsev v'shaftem uriisem bein tzadik l'rasha bein over elukim l'asher lo avadu. Right, this is talking about Malachi, and there's going to be a big day of judgment. And what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, you return to see the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha, be someone who serves Hashem and someone who doesn't serve Him. Says the Gemara, that's a little bit repetitive. Hainu tzaddik, hainu ovid elokim, hainu rasha, hainu asher lo avadu. Why are you using this double lashon? Amar lei, so Hillel says back to him, avdo v'lo avdo, someone who serves Hashem and one who does not serve Hashem, tarvayu tzaddik gemurininu, both. One who serves Hashem and one who doesn't serve Him are both completely righteous. So it's that it gomer. V'en adom es shona pirko mea pa'amim l'shona pirko mea ve'echad. One of those is somebody who does it 100 times. Another one is talking about somebody who does it 101 times. And you can't compare. Dom es shona pirko mea pa'amim. Someone who's has their stuff 100 times and somebody who does it 101 times. Amar lei, so Barhei says to Hillel, excuse me, Mishum Chad Zimna Kari Le Lo Avado, because of one time he's saying like he didn't, the one who doesn't serve Hashem. Amar lei, in, yep. Say Laman Mishuk Shil Chamar, and go and learn this out from the market of those who donkey drivers. Asara Parsi Bezuza, the Chadasar Parsi Betray Zuze. If you have a journey which goes 10 parsa, that costs 1 zuz. Right, Rashi says, Yaskir Lecha Adam. Chamoro bezuz echad, shekfar nagu kain, vim tomer lo lelech parsi yoser, yishalcha shnei zuzin. Next one is chadase parsa, tre zuzin. If you go for 11, and it's going to cost you 2. Oh, you see, there's a major difference, significant difference in one extra thing here. Amal Elio Labar, hey, Elio, and Rabbi said too. Parhei, Varmel Rabbi Lazar, and some say that he said it to Rabbi Lazar. Magda, see, what he says in the Pasuk, Yeshaya, he needs Tzreftiha, Vilo Bekasa Bechartiha Bechor Ani. Oni. He will refine you, but not with fire, like someone who smelt silver. I have chosen you for the crucible of poverty. Hashem is telling the Yidden, Jewish people, Yidden, Yidden, Yidden. He's telling the Jewish people that he's going to give suffering to them to purify them from certain flaws, character flaws. He's not going to purify them with fire of Gehenna, like silver, like you do with silver. He's going to give them the idea of poverty, of being poor. And that's what Rashi comes in, he explains, that v'lo be'esh, k'mo she'tzorfo ne'kesef be'esh, ela b'charticha b'chor uni l'tzorfo bo. Kor hu acheres she'tzorfo bo. Looked at all the different good situations that are going to be good for the Jewish people. And the only thing he found was anios. This is like the old saying goes, Ki barza sumaka lesusa chivra. Poverty is becoming to the Jewish people like a red strap to a white horse. Just like you have that red stripe on the white horse, you clearly see the whiteness of the horse. So to poverty is going to be the whiteness of the Jewish people. It's going to purify them from any sort of avedus. Okay, the next part of the Mishnah. What's the situation of a thing that can't, a crooked thing that can't be straightened? Someone who has a mamzer. Okay, hold it in. Oh, it sounds like if he brings a mamzer about, that something can't be fixed. Lo. But if not, then it is not something which can't be fixed. I have a Tanya, but we're looking at a Braisa. Rabbi Shimon Manasseh Omer, Gonev Adam, Efshir Shechzi Geneva, V'yeth, V'sakim. If someone goes and they steal, Rashi's Geneva, Efshir Shechzi Rene, V'yitakim, he can go ahead and he can fix it. Gozel Adam, also someone does Gezela, so he does it more openly and they see it. After Shachs Gezela, they can give it back and they can fix it. Of Alabal, Ashes Ish. Also the Baila, but somebody has attachments with the Ashes Ish and asks her to be with her husband, then Nitrad Min Olam Bahalachlo. He's Nitrad, he's moved from the world and he goes away. Rashi's Nitrad Min Olam means Ain Lo Old Shuva. The Visha also Davish Ain Lo Refu. It's something that there's no way to actually fix it. This is a wild statement. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Ein Omer Bakru Gamal Bakru Chazir. He says one doesn't say check a camel or check a pig. Ella Bakru Tleh. Rather, they say check a lamb. Right, says Rashi, what does that mean? Ein Omer Bakru Gamal Zela Karman. Check this camel for a karman. Kol Mishu Me'uvas Mitchilaso. Ein ze muvas. Someone who's was already crooked from the very get-go. That's not called crooked. Ela bakru tleh. Check over here the lamb. Meh. Right. So we're talking about over here. It says Rashi ze lekarban shemen nufal ba mum in his kakel kachlos and kilkul nufal ba adam shayutov mitchila. It was originally good, and now it was no longer good. Right. And that's why he uses such a type of lesson over here. Vezes eh tamachacham. Shepir Shmini Torah, the Torah scholar, moved away. Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish Amar, Kol Tamil Chacham Shepir Shmini Torah, Azov Akasav Omer, Ketzipor no dedes min kina, kenish no dimim koma. It's like a bird. Right? What do you say about a person who was a Tamil Chacham who left? It's like a bird wandering from its nest. So is a man who wanders from his place. V'omer, ma matzav aseichem bi, avel ki rachak umer alai, pasukin Yirmiyahu, only one who is close to Hashem can then after its distance. And the pasuk here is talking specifically to the one who is a Talmid Chacham, and it happened after the fact. What wrong did your forefathers find in me that they distanced themselves from me? Says in Jeremiah. Okay, so what comes out? And this pasuk of Shimon Manasseh says that the actual relationship itself, even if there's no mamzer that comes out of it, is going to be yuvasil, you know, you're not able to go on to fix up over here. Why are you saying the mamzer is born? For the Gemara, Bokasha. Kan ba'choso pnuya, here in our Mishnah, it's talking about one who's with his sister who's not married. Rashi says that's right to holid, ain lo, choso pnuya, holid, ain lo, holid lo. Read that again. Achosa pnuya, hold it in. If she gave birth to a baby, then we have this, you can't fix it. Lower it low. And if not, then not, because she wasn't married. And therefore, it doesn't come to be usher to her husband. It could be fixed. Doing tshuva, unless it was a mamzer. Kam be'ishas ish. And the other one's talking about with an ishas ish. Rashi says, below holid, even without having kidnami, yesh zikaron la'avono she asher al-baila, loshna achoso, v'loshna nachos. It doesn't matter who it is. Either sister, or even if it's another woman. Viba Yisayim, another one says, Hava Habe Yisayim, both of them talking about Yisayim, for Lokasha, it's not Lokasha, because Kan, beep, turn the page, get him out. But Onis, we're talking about kids where it's an Onis, and it's against the will, she's not asking for her husband. Kan Baratzen, the other one, you can't fix it without the mamzer, is done Baratzen. Viba Yisayim, another answer is, Hava Habe Onis, both of them talking about an Onis, Lokasha, Kan Beishas Koin, one's an Ashes Koin, because Ashes Koin is with someone, even but always can't be with her husband anymore. Kan Beishas Israel, that's just Israel, therefore have to have a child to make it, not able to fix it. Okay, Vileyotzi Vilaba, Ein Shalom. The Pasuk says, and to one who goes or comes, there is no peace. Rashi says, Mikro Hu Bezacharia, Vileshu Kan, Liyotzi Minatora, Ubalo Ledor Mecherim. Right? This is, we were talking about this idea of someone who abandons studying Torah and he goes and he does something else. But the answer to that, inshallah, Amar Rav, Kivan Shi Yotzi Adam Midvar Alacha Dvar Mikra, once a man goes from learning Alacha and he goes to Kra, to Psukim, Shuv Ein Lo Shalom, he's not going to have any peace anymore, right? And he's not going to get to any sort of real Alachic understanding. Alacha can't be learned out from the Psukim, because there's a lot of Psukim out there that we need, you know, the explanation. It says Rashi, that she'ein ha'ra midvar mikra shal mishnah b'farisha stimus la'torah. Explains it. Shmuel amar, ze parish mitalmud l'mishnah. This is going to be the case someone leaves Talmud and he goes now to be involved with Mishnah. Talmud, which is what we call Gemara, is like you analyze the Mishnah. And you give reasons from the Mishnah's dinim and solutions, contradiction, the Mishnayos, and one who leaves that and says, goes to the Pashup Shad, he's not going to, you know, just what the Mishnah is saying, he's not going to succeed knowing what the Halach is. That's because it often comes out. You have cases like Hachamai Skina and Chesir Mechsiros, and if it's an up, that's what Rashi says. Rav Yochanan Amar, Afilu Mishas L'Shas. See, if you're talking about a case, somebody goes from one thing, one Shas, to another Shas. Rashi says, Mishas Yushalm, Shas Bali, Shu Amok, Kedar Minim Sanhedrin, B'mechashchin Hoshiveni. He moves away from Talmud Yerushalmi and starts learning Bavli instead. And that it says, the Pasuk says, he placed me in darkness like the eternally dead. As it says in Bavli, which is dark, and that it's very deep and that easily understood. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.